Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendo Mechanicus, a reference to the name of Elon Musk's secret third baby with Grimes named Tau Techno Mechanicus.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I am so tired of you. And I'm talking to the baby, by the way.
Shout out Johnny with that title.
Yeah, Johnny Davis, shout out to you, good friend. I'm Jack, that's Miles.
Mm-hmm.
There's like major Elon Musk story newsage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new book out from Walter Isaacson, the Steve Jobs biographer, who I didn't realize. Did you know he was the head of Time magazine in the 90s? I don't know why I would have realized that. Who gives a
Jack,
shit?
You didn't keep up with who the head of Time magazine was in the 90s?
He just entered my rankings of the top five heads of Time magazine of the last 50 years. But he was the head of CNN when 9/11 happened.
Okay, shout out.
I mean, that's not nothing.
Yeah.
Rhodes Scholar. I just read a New York Magazine profile of Walter Isaacson around his writing of this Elon Musk biography, managed to get through the paragraph where he was like, I don't know, it's pretty cool that, like, you know, I wrote about one genius, Steve Jobs, and now I'm writing about another. And like, you can just like see the box of the Walter Isaacson genius box of like Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, other people. I think he's written about
Jack O'Brien.
Yes, that is why
I
managed not to throw my damn magazine across the room.
Yeah,
I wasn't included.
I hear you.
But it sounds like I don't know. It's hard to, one of us will just have to read this shit, but it sounds pretty sympathetic to Elon Musk. It says his upbringing was brutal because his dad was mean to him.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty, that could be pretty objective.
Yeah.
Okay. We've seen how his dad talks about him. That tracks.
Yeah. Sounds pretty sympathetic overall. Like there's this one, the big thing that is breaking in the past couple days is that there was this like big bomb drop detail where he basically said that Elon Musk turned off the internet to prevent a Ukraine attack with submarine drones off the Crimean coast. Like basically the way it happens in the book is like they are about to like take out a huge chunk of the Russian military, and Elon Musk gets cold feet and like turns off the Starlink internet to that part of the world.
Mm.
And then the submarine drones just like wash harmlessly to shore because the internet got turned off on them. And people are like, whoa, that's a like major military decision being made by him. Isaacson is already like, so Elon Musk was like, actually, we never gave internet to the Crimean coast. They knew that. They basically put the drones in place and then were like, could you turn on the internet? And I reiterated my decision to not turn on the internet there. So I don't know. It still seems like a big idea or a big deal. It still seems like a lot of power concentrated in the hands of somebody who seems like a fucked up, shitty human being.
Well, use all Isaacson's words to describe him.
He is, where is it? A mercurial man-child with grandiose ambitions and an ego to match.
That feels like a New York Times backhander.
That is actually, that's a New York Times summary of the book. Says about him.
Got it.
But I don't know. The thing that makes me still want to read it is that this like New York Magazine profile of Walter Isaacson, like they're just kind of following him around New Orleans where he's from. And they're like, he said that there were various times during the 2 years he was writing the book where like Elon Musk would just like call him and just pour his like robot heart out to him.
Oh,
and Walter Isaacson had to literally fight the urge to say, why are you telling me this?
Holy shit. So I hope that's in the book. Is it out?
It dropped today. Tuesday, so, September 12th.
Okay, so we'll see. I'm sure we'll start seeing all the snippets soon enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can rub our mitts together.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. And this freaking Elon Musk guy can't even catch a break because he's also in the news for violating the FTC privacy orders, according to the Washington Post. Elon Musk repeatedly made decisions after his takeover of Twitter that likely ran afoul of a 2022 government order imposing sweeping restrictions on the company's data security and privacy practices.
Oh.
I don't know. Guy seems like a bit of a fuck up.
Yeah, but also lords too much power over large swaths of the government.
The world. There are people, there's like huge chunks of the Pentagon who are like, I just don't want to make Elon mad. He's so powerful.
I need this internet. We need his internet.
Anyway, let's talk about Prayer Coach.
Yeah, the Prayer Coach controversy. So
it's the Elon Musk of prayer coaching, of bringing prayer to the football field.
This was one of those Supreme Court cases that just further like erodes the, you know, or just disintegrates the separation of church and state and our First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
This high school football coach basically, like in a Supreme Court ruling, he won his case where he was saying, like, I was fired because I was put under tremendous pressure because I was refused my right to brief, quiet, personal prayer.
Mm.
And when the Supreme Court heard the case, they're like, wow, it just sounds like you were being really, like, you're just doing it privately and they were infringing on your rights. But if you actually look, like, you know, this was one of these things where when you looked at all of the evidence, it was clear that this guy was not just having hushed prayer. There's like full-blown like circles that everyone had to like participate in and obviously made like players uncomfortable if they weren't, you know, Christian or anything like that.
Yeah.
Justice Neil Gorsuch, in his opinion, is like, yeah, these are like completely like they're like muted and unobtrusive, as he says. And like in the dissenting opinion, Sotomayor was saying like, yeah, look at the fucking pictures. Like these are large performative like prayer circles. These aren't
right.
Like, hey, I'm just mumbling stuff. You're like screaming out Christ.
Yeah.
Like, and your football players.
Cut to like people on the ground. Like, he's like doing laying on of hands and people are fainting.
Let me heal you. But it seems like that coach really didn't give a fuck about anything, including his rights. And that this case is similar to others that use like this like exaggerated controversy to further again erode our First Amendment rights. So, this guy, Coach Kennedy, it said, quote, appeared to have little interest in taking back his old job, which was supposedly what he was fighting for, because the part of this case was like, they're like, he needs to be reinstated. But then he acknowledged that he sold his house and moved across the country to Florida with no plans to move back. Finally, on Friday, Kennedy returned to coach one football game. Then he quit.
Cool.
Yeah. Says he has no evident desire to exercise the rights that his lawyers fought for over years of litigation. Those lawyers, however, will walk away with $1.7 million in attorney's fees paid out by the school district.
Cool.
And like this guy basically moved to Florida to become like one of these right wing celebrities to be like I'm a prayer coach, man. And was like, I'm good.
He's a family sized Rittenhouse. I was going to say mini Rittenhouse, but yeah. In terms of his celebrity. But
yeah, I don't know what he thinks he is. But like a lot of people are comparing this to this other case, 303 Creative, that was like, you know, used to side with someone who didn't want to make a website for like a gay couple, like for their wedding. And again, this is like another case where this woman was like, man, Colorado's non-discrimination law would force me to make a wedding website for gay people. And that's just against my religious beliefs. And they're like, well, did somebody came and told you to make a, like, what happened? They're like,
this couple, Mike and Stuart Miles.
Yeah. Mike and Stuart. they showed slight interest in maybe making a website. They're like, slight interest. Who was it? Then journalists hunted this down. Mike and Stuart do not fucking exist.
Yeah.
But this went all the way to the Supreme Court. And they ruled in favor of this person. And again, it's like, this is also just kind of like a new way that they're using, or not a new way, but like another very maybe underrated way that we're seeing like these controversies just basically be built from scratch.
Yeah.
And then used to test the Supreme Court, who is very willing to accommodate that agenda.
It's so wild that they couldn't find one instance of a gay couple wanting a homophobic web designer to make their fucking wedding web. Like they couldn't come up with one. They had to invent it. Like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
They even said the woman,
they couldn't find one person who had been fired for their religious beliefs being too conservative and that actually wanted their job back.
Yeah, it's just like, look, the Supreme Court sort of like, look, man, we got this majority. If you just put something in front of us that looks like an actual case, then we'll just we'll ram it through, baby. It's that easy.
But that's they make all these high-minded arguments, but like, it is not like the things that they complain that like the liberal elite are making them do are not affecting them in any way.
No.
Other than the way that they, like, because of the narratives that they are telling each other and themselves to get themselves like ramped up. Trans athletes, same thing, as Super Producer Brian pointed out. These are not things that are happening. These are stories they're telling themselves to get mad and to get to feel like they are persecuted.
Right. And it's kind of weird. It's kind of part and parcel with their religious beliefs of telling you spooky ghost stories to keep you in line.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. Wow. And they worship a guy who was
pretty
persecuted
cool
and nailed to a cross. And so they're like they really want that to happen
like
to them.
Like that. This woman had to, she got nailed to the website making cross. What are you talking about? We also found out that that woman's business was also, as they had said, quote, tenuous roots in reality.
Got nailed to the website making cross.
You see, it's all of us. We're all
none of it. Like, you can't come up with
some version of
they do. It's not like they're not looking. They are constantly looking for stories, reasons to be offended. They can't find any real one. They have to make
you
this
gotta make
shit
up ghost
that
stories,
is
man.
So wild to me.
Yeah,
of all America's big. There's a lot of people in America.
There's got to be
anytime something remotely offensive to a conservative person happens, it's in the local news. They're going to freak the fuck out. They couldn't find one fucking example.
But it doesn't matter though, because in the end, they're like, we don't need to find one. We just need to make one up and just brute force this shit through the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Done.
Done. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of made up people.
Oh, man.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, we got Mike and Stuart, and now we got Tim Scott girlfriend.
Yeah. So a lot of people, Republican donors are like, I don't know about Tim Scott. He doesn't have a wife. You know, like we're all about like the family. You know, like we don't want a bachelor. Right. We want a guy with a fucking wife. And he's not married. He's 57. And from what he said, the implications are that he lost his virginity at some point.
Wait, what? Why?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about that?
Between the ages of 30 and 46. And people were like, what? And then also he's like, yeah, I also got a girlfriend. He's started to say recently that he has a girlfriend. But some journalists went out and tried to figure out if Tim Scott actually has a girlfriend. Because there's no shame. Like, if you're a fucking virgin, whatever. But it's interesting, like, whatever maybe pressure he's under to maybe present himself as someone who's like, no, like, I may not be, I'm on my way to potentially being married or whatever. Whatever's at work here. The fact is, like, a lot of people started looking into this and they're like, there's just no evidence to say that this girlfriend exists. And late 2022, his campaign manager told the same journalist that his dating life was, quote, non-existent.
Right.
Then this May, he's like, yeah, I got a girlfriend. And then the same journalist started, like, looking around. And he said that he, quote, technically can't verify that she exists because, like, no one, like, has agreed to share her name or make her available for an interview. 6 of Scott's friends said they didn't know anything about this person. But his campaign manager was recently like, oh, yeah, quote, personally hung out with her at the zoo. And people were like, what? Well, okay, like what's going on?
Is
and
this then a now, like lie being made up by 5 different 5-year-olds? You know,
yeah,
like just right. We were hanging out at the zoo. Like,
yeah.
Is this a lie being written in Mad Lib?
Right, exactly. And then, but every time they press Tim Scott about it, he's like, I'm not trying to drag her into this. Like, I'm the politician, and also if I don't have like the intentions of marrying her, I don't want to put her through that because we don't know where this is going. He said that he was set up by a church friend and they have gotten dinner before. They've played pickleball and used, quote, a phone app to do Bible study together.
And so, yes, we did the nasty. So I don't know.
We did the nasty 3.5 times. What? 3.5?
So I get that this all started. So in the early and mid 90s, when he first ran for city council in Charleston, South Carolina, he ran as a proud virgin in his 30s. Like,
right.
I'm proudly a virgin. And then it feels like he feels like his some political handlers, political strategists, like told him he had to come up off that, and like, or he wasn't going to be considered a serious political candidate.
Right.
So I don't know, but I think he should have just stuck with it, stuck with his truth.
I know some people are like, apparently, like, there's a lot of like salacious talk about his sexuality that like Republicans have been like whispering around. Tim Scott himself says, like, he thinks them focusing on the girlfriend or whatever is a way to like discredit him for being like a black conservative, and they're right. using that to jump on it. So it's ick all around, folks.
Right. At the end of the day, the Bible is very clear: abstinence until marriage. Not to do so is a sin. He told the National Journal in 2012, well after, I'm assuming well after the time span that we're talking about here. So, finally, there is a Gen Z glossary for Gen X managers, and I'm glad I pay money to Fortune magazine
for all my
this always is such, have.
Dude, this is such an article written for Gen X managers because, you know, we work with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then I'm like, what's that? What that means? But some of these phrases are like, the way it's framed, they're like, a lot of Gen X managers are struggling to communicate with their younger employees. It's like corporate jargon is isolating young workers because they don't know the meaning of phrases like deep dive. I think they do. They know what that is. They know what that is. And then they're like,
we know what slay means, by the way.
Yeah. And it goes on to say lack of familiarity with Gen Z slang could potentially lead to misunderstanding. So they're like, you got to know these words. But the words they have are like these, like some of the words they highlight are slay. I think we all know that. Been happening since millennial Christmas sweaters. Slay all day. S-L-E-I-G-H.
Slay all day, okay?
Yeah. We've been appropriating phrases from drag culture for a long time, okay? Then there's Menti B.
Menti?
You know what that is, Jack?
B.
It's... Yeah. A lot of stress out here. Might succumb to a Menti B, man. Have to take some alone time just to get my mind right. Having a Menti B.
It's giving dental. It's giving like Oral-B, like a minty Oral-B, you know, dental treatment. Something fun like that.
Like Mentadent, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, Mentadent. Oh, is it Mentadent B? Oh, yeah, I know Mentadent. No, mental breakdown.
I do love this one. I do love Menti B.
That sounds like it's already
giving, Yeah,
it's giving Jack O'Brien, actually.
It's giving me. It feels like this is something I may have inspired.
Yeah, it's just these like sort of, you know, abbreviated ways of saying. The other one, Cosy Lives.
Cosy Lives, I'm not buying. I don't think
the cost
that.
Of living crisis.
Cost of living crisis is Cosy Lives.
I've seen it come up in like a lot of write-ups, but they're write-ups that are about Gen Z and not from Gen Z.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. It's also cute. Cosy is a fun little cute name.
Yeah.
Menti B is a winner. I congratulate you on that one, Gen Z.
Like Cardi B's sister, Menti B.
Menti B.
You know?
Yeah, it reminds me of Murdy Sue and stuff like that, where it's an adorable sounding abbreviation of something dark.
That seems like a euphemism.
Yeah. It does.
No, I'm talking about straight up Menti B, man.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you so much, Fortune, for doing this unabashed, high quality journalism for us. And you can thank us for relaying this absolutely true and important information to you by giving us a 5-star review.
Yeah, and thank you to the Fortune journalist who spoke with their stepchild, who's Gen Z, to try and make this article happen.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow morning with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, mm-hmm. don't do nothing about white supremacy, mm-mm. and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.